Did you see my garden? There are beans. There are beans.
Yeah, that's my garden. I want to plant this area potato, in the left side onions, and my daughter likes flowers.
I took the seeds from Rwanda.
I only want to get some vegetables and talk to other people. I like it that it's multicultural. I like that.
It looks like spinach.
Strawberries. I've got them from a friend.
I want to make this okay, but I don't know how. I hope I get a little bit help.
20 plots, 15 cultures, one garden. This summer, tune into Eurovox to hear how an international community grows together. The Garden Project.
Last week, we met Monica Rosenthal, who was lucky enough to run workshops for children in one of Bonn's most beautiful forests.
My name is Monica Rosenthal. I live with my son. He's 10 years old. His name is Finn. And when I'm in my garden and I put my hands in the ground, I can release my stress. Sometimes I think, oh, I work, I earn money, and I'm not stressed. It's beautiful.
Monica Rosenthal is just one of the many interesting people we've met at the International Garden in Bonn. Along the way, both Kateri Yoakum and Laura Spurway have learned that looking after a little plot of land isn't as easy as they first thought. So from as far as Rwanda and Russia to the strawberries and snails in Bonn, we bring you the highlights of the International Garden as they start their preparations for the summer harvest.
Well, the first thing is that it's a bit difficult to find the International Garden. We're out in Drangsdorf on the former city gardens. You've got a beautiful view of the mountains from up here, but that's about it. So we'll see if we can find them.
The garden is part of what was once Bonn City's nursery. The city donated the land to the project for free. Amar Kaista is filling a wheelbarrow up with raspberry roots and twigs he's raked together. This is a communal area where they share the work.
There was a forest here before, like lots of bushes, and there was nothing here. That's why it's a little bit difficult to work here.
Amar is a pretty diligent and fairly quiet gardener. He's from India. His wife Angelika Stauder is German. They live nearby with their two kids, Florian and Anna, who were pretty excited about the prospect of a playground being here soon. Maybe that's why Amar works so hard.
I'm Amar Kaista. I come from India. This garden project is very nice for us because I come from India and it's a mountain area. Because there I learn also to make a garden. That's why I decide to get this garden here.
I'm Angelika Stauder and I'm from Germany.
So what are you finding in your plants?
Well, the snails are hiding in the shadow during the day. But you see, in the night they come and they eat the calendula plant, they eat the tagetes over there. There's no flowers anymore.
That looks like lunch, yes. After a lot of working, we have to some for our stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll make a little barbecue. We have some meat and grillen. In Germany, it's grillen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Barbecue.
The weather is so fine, you can do it very well.
Yes. My name is Yahya Wardak. Originally, I come from Afghanistan. Before 2001 was a period of 30 years of wars and destructions, and I visited also in Kabul, my birthplace, my home, and it was destroyed. Yes, we want to plant sunflowers and zucchini, and now I can see how they grew up. Or
yeah, or the onions.
Oh no!
Yes, you are a really journalist.
Tut mir so leid. I looked for big white bulbs. I'm sorry.
You're in the path.
So where can I walk? I can walk along this line here.
My name is Jean Bosco. I come from Rwanda.
You said that when you were a child, you worked in the garden with your mother.
Yeah.
Do you think about your mother when you're gardening?
Yeah, of course. Because she's one who advised me to show me how the land is good, to admire when a plant is growing, to see it when it comes out of the land until it gives flowers like those beans or those peas. So it is a kind of souvenir. I keep that souvenir from her.
Ich habe gesagt, besser mit dem Rindfleisch oder Lammfleisch.
Können wir auch machen.
My name is Bernd Assenmacher. I'm working here in the Wissenschaftsladen Bonn, Science Shop, since 1995. There are very different cultures, also the Eastern cultures. They are quiet and no contact with others. And after grilling, and if you drink a beer or so, they become more open for all others. The African talk. How is the Indian? They are more quiet and very hospitality. And so they come more and more together.
Hello? Hello? Anyone? Well, it's the middle of summer, the trees and flowers are blooming, and no one's here. Wait a second, I think I see somebody, I can't believe it. It looks like Sergei Nasanev from Russia. He's heading towards his plot of land, so I think I'm going to run up and tackle him and find out what he's growing in the garden today.
Gurken, dann Zucchini, Aubergine, eine.
He seems to have a very, very successful garden. He was just explaining he's got tomatoes, potatoes, zucchinis, gherkins, raspberries, strawberries, and onions as well. And they all seem to be flourishing. So if he's generally happy to come in on a rainy day like today, then I can see why his garden's going so well, because it appears like he's certainly putting in the hard yards for his plot.